There are pieces of me that are missing. There are lots of reasons for this. A childhood family system of unvoiced expectations and disappointment when they were not met has created a doubt in my ability to trust how I read other people's emotions. My education in the 1970s has resulted in a whitewashed understanding of the history of colonialism and genocide in our nation's founding and settling. A divorce has created a hole in my center where there used to be a deep sense of connection to another human. Swimming in the water of white supremacy culture has left me with a diminished capacity for compassion for my non-white siblings. Stopping to remember where I come from, what my connections are to the beings around me and the land on which I live, that I am part of the great dance of the universe, all help me to find and even want to find those pieces I am missing. To, if you will pardon the pun, remember myself. The Wizard of Oz is such a great example of this. Each character missing something that's integral to being fully human, a brain, a heart, courage, a home. They all needed to be remembered, some more literally than others. They came together in a quest to find someone who could give them those things, because that is what we are taught, right? If you don't have it, someone else does. But that's not how it works. There is no wizard that can put us back together when we are missing pieces of ourselves. At best, we can only help each other find them in each other's company. There are layers to this. As I alluded to just a few moments ago, as individuals, we can develop practices to help us remember who we are and why we're here. We are Earth. We are stars. We can pray. We can meditate. We can try to notice our surroundings. We can engage in physical practices like yoga or Tai Chi that help us integrate our bodies with our spirits. And I will invite you to try a personal practice a little bit later. We can also learn to become more aware of the things we are missing collectively. I mentioned a few minutes ago a whitewashed understanding of my history, swimming in the waters of white supremacy culture. I knew that the people living on this land had been moved. That's what I had been taught. They were moved. They left. But not that somewhere between 2 and 16 million people were killed to ease the fears of our ancestors, to make room. This has deeply impacted how we, the descendants of colonialism, understand ourselves, whether we are aware of it or not. Learning history from the perspectives of the marginalized is a crucial step in remembering who we are. It's a crucial step on the path to being able to honor the land and the people who were here and to find a way to reconciliation. In another area, there is an interpretation of a phrase in the book of Genesis about having dominion over the land. That is interpreted sometimes as having dominion over the land, and is interpreted sometimes as having stewardship responsibility over the land. How does it feel to think of ourselves as stewards rather than as conquerors? What does that help us remember about what it is to be human? That's how it can happen. We can learn to recognize the realities, the hard realities, hold each other through the pain of that recognition, and use that recognition to fully be in finding out what reconciliation could be. I have found that once the hard truths of my own life are acknowledged, or my collective life on this journey, that I can more readily see the beauty before me. And like other things that I have spoken about, that is a cyclical thing. Seeing that beauty feeds my ability to remember and to recall more. It's powerful. This is Native American History Month, an invitation to learn about the brutality that our forebears participated in the pursuit of their dreams. And when we accept that invitation to do that learning with curiosity, with compassion for ourselves, with compassion for our ancestors, with compassion for the descendants of their victims, we can't heal, I think, until we acknowledge. My friend and colleague Chip Rausch is the minister for the Unitarian Universalist Church of South Bend, Indiana. Chip served as one of my early mentors. And he and I both participated in an ordination service a couple of months ago for our friend Jenny Peake. Chip did the preaching that day, offering his version of the traditional sermon about the role of professional ministry in our churches, in our particular faith tradition. He said that ministry is more than what the clergy do, that we all have our roles, clergy and lay people. And then he talked about what he called the role of reminder. And he repeated something my internship supervisor had told me years ago. He said, "We all know this stuff. We know that we're connected in the interdependent web of all life. We know that we need kindness, and others do too. We know that anger is sometimes appropriate, and that forgiveness is more about the forgiven. That forgiveness is more about the forgiver than the forgiven." We need to all be reminded of these things once in a while. He said, "I don't think I've ever preached a truly unique, truly new piece of wisdom. I have reminded those listening to me of the wisdom inside. Each of us can do this for others, and we pay some people to do it for us. Memory is not about holding pictures of the past in our head. The kind of reminding that Chip is talking about is also about holding on to our core values. In Unitarian Universalism, that has to do with understanding the inherent worth and dignity of all people, understanding that we are connected in that web, understanding we are all entitled to a voice. Within that, there's a reason we say, I need to remember who I am. And this has actually been the way Unitarian Universalists have thought about church for a really long time. One of the reasons we come to church is that this is the place we come to remember who we are, to remember ourselves and each other. And so I want to invite you into a practice to honor and engage this idea. We'll start the practice here now, and if it resonates with you, I invite you to continue it on your own. It's about reminding yourself who you are by making, and this is so self-helpy that it makes me cringe inside, but that's okay. It's about reminding ourselves who we are by making a simple list of 10 things to remember. As you're better self, helping your forgetful self remember. So there is a sheet in your order of service with some blank lines on it. I invite you to take it out. Find something to write with. If you don't have one, we will get you one. Jossie got the order of service that didn't have it in it, the one. Does anyone else not have a sheet? Pen or pencil? I didn't think of that. Here's a few. Eric, you need something to write with? Don't do anything yet. Don't do anything yet. Just get yourself settled. Get your pen or pencil. Thank you, Shaylee. I apologize for my lack of organization. All right. Thank you, Pete. So take your sheet, take your writing implement. Don't do anything with them. Take a breath. Take a breath. Settle yourself in your seat again. Take another breath. I know you really want to write. Relax your body. Notice what's going on in your mind. If it's like my mind, there's 8 or 9 or 20 things running on a closed circuit loop. Just notice it. Take another breath. Then ask yourself what a piece of wisdom or advice might be that you often forget. It can be something completely ordinary, like remember everyone is carrying some pain. It can be inspirational. Remember that I'm enough. Remember that we're stronger together. Any one thing that you think could be important to remember for your own well-being and wholeness. And when you have it, write it down as the first thing on your list. I'll give you a little bit of quiet time for that. And then take a breath. This is a start. I invite you to take your list home. Add to it if you want to, if it helps. Remember to breathe. Light a candle if you need to. And then, as you will, because we are a community that holds each other, nurtures each other, and holds each other accountable, bring your list back. Have some coffee hour conversation about it. Ask people what they need. when you feel that there is a piece of you missing, despite your spiritual list of things to remember, I hope you will remember to come here, where you have companions who will help you remember. May it be so. And may we be so.